Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Denny Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Carlisle. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doc Prothero. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dudley. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bischoff. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Wingfield. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ted Wingfield. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting third. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chick Fuster. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sherry Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sherry Smith. And now, play ball. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa takes first base on ball four. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Summa moves to second. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Prothero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans bunts towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Prothero moves to second. One out. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Fuechter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuechter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fuechter moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingfield spins and fires to second, with Lee covering, and Fuechter is picked off. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Wingfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Wingfield moves to second. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carlisle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuechter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 1 in the game. McNulty hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote is called out on strikes. One out. Doc Prothrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothrow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Prothrow takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 0 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dud Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuechter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Feuchter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Bischoff hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Wingfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wingfield hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams bunts towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-2 in the game. Flagstad hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carlisle strikes out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Prothro hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-2 in the game. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-2 in the game. McNulty hits a line drive into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dud Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Bischoff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee moves to second. Ted Wingfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wingfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Bischoff moves to second. Two outs. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Bischoff trying to get to home. Jameson throws the ball into Sewell, who tags Bischoff, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Wingfield moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothrow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 3 in the game. Flagstad hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carlisle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Toth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Wingfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to second. One out. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothrow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Prothrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothrow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Prothrow hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dud Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McNulty, who is chasing the ball. Lee reaches third base with a triple. Wamsgans goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bischoff hits a pop-up towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Wingfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wingfield hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker pinch hits for Homer Summa. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Wingfield covering, for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-3 in the game. McNulty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Carlisle, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. McNulty goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothrow has Sewell trapped. There's the throw to Bischoff and back to Prothrow, who tags Sewell for the out. Burns moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuchter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fuchter reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.